This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created us in struggle, in strife, into an existence that will be with difficulty. And He promised us this. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Indeed, we created man with difficulty, into difficulty. So, when a person looks at the life of the most blessed of creation, he will come to realize that he was tested the most. And this was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him the most. Hence, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tested him the most. So, when you see yourself going through difficulty, don't think that you are being punished by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But ask yourself, where is that trial, tribulation, test taking you? Is it taking you closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Or is it taking you further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we find with the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously it drew him closer and closer to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. In fact, the very beginning of wahi from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal was a difficult period for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to go and take some solitude. He would seclude himself in the cave of Hira. And he did this because he was actually disenfranchised. He was not happy with the situation in Mecca. People were worshipping idols. People were committing zina. People were drinking alcohol. People were partying. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seclude himself and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while he is in the cave one day, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam appears to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqra, recite, read. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma ana biqari. I am not a reader. I am not a reciter. So he holds him and he squeezes him until he was about to be unconscious. And he says, Iqra, read, recite. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma ana biqari. I am not a reader. I am not a reciter. I cannot read. I am unlettered. So he holds him once again and he squeezes him until he is about to lose consciousness. And he says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam, 'allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, the beginning of revelation from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shocked by what has happened. He's frightened. So he rushes down to Khadijah radiyallahu anha and he says, Zammiluni, zammiluni, cover me, cover me. Inni qad khashitu ala nafsi. I actually feared for myself. I feared that I would die today. So Khadijah radiyallahu anha says to him, Kalla wallahi lan yukhzika Allahu abada. No, most definitely Allah will never humiliate you. Innaka latasilu ar-rahim. Indeed, you are the one who joins the ties of kinship. You keep family ties. Wa tasduqu al-hadith. And you speak the truth. Wa tahmilu al-kal. And you help the poor and those who are in need to carry their goods. And wa tuqri al-dayf. And you actually honor the guest as well. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And you stand up for justice, that which is the truth, you stand for it. So Allah will never humiliate you. And then she takes him to Waraqah ibn Nawfal, where Waraqah was a cousin of Khadijah radiallahu anha. And Waraqah was well known and well versed with the Bible. He was looking into Christianity and he was reading into the verses, etc. So he was a knowledgeable man. So she took him to Waraqah ibn Nawfal. And Waraqah says, the one who has come to you, this angel, he is the very angel that came to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So your people will persecute you and worry you and harm you and cause problems for you in the same way that they harmed the rest of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. In fact, they will remove you from your city. They will banish you from your own city. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Awa mukhrijiyahum? Will they remove me from my own city? He says, yes. Because all of those who came with the message that you have come with were removed from their cities. They were banished. They were persecuted. They were harmed in all different forms. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being told that you will be harmed. Why? Because of the nubuwah, the risalah, the prophethood that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave him. Now, if we take a look at this beginning of wahi, first and foremost, it began with solitude, secluding himself from the people. You know, sometimes we feel all alone. We feel like nobody understands us, nobody gets us. We are the sore thumb, as they call it in community. So, you are the person who is different to everybody else. And we need to ask ourselves, when we are at this juncture, why are we different? Is it because we are further away from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Or is it because we are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if the answer is that we are closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then we need to be happy with the fact that we are different. We need to be happy with the fact that we are secluding ourselves from the people. We need to be happy with the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal saved us from that which the people are engaged in. And that is bringing them closer to the fire and bringing us closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see here, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with what was happening in Mecca. He was unhappy. And he actually secluded himself because he didn't want to engage in the activities that they were engaging. Today, people are partying, people are drinking, people are smoking, people are engaged in drugs, people are engaged in illegitimate sexual intercourse. This is something that people are doing, it is common. If you have removed yourself from the people and secluded yourself from the people and kept away from them because you are keeping away from that haram, then have the glad tidings of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam began as something strange. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَى. And it will return to being strange in the manner that it began. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. So glad tidings to those who are strange. You are strange because you pray in the masjid. Glad tidings to you. You are strange because you put on a scarf. Glad tidings to you. You are strange because you dress modestly. Glad tidings to you. You are strange because you don't smoke. Glad tidings to you. You know why? You know why? Because that is taking you closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is taking you closer to your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that He will be pleased with you when you meet Him. So when you find yourself alone, because you are with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then know that that is a good thing. Many different anbiya and religious figures in community were actually tested with solitude. In fact, they secluded themselves when they saw the situation. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the prime example. We look at the story of Maryam alayhi salam. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. And see, let us mention the story of Maryam when she took a part of the eastern part of the city. She moved. She went and she secluded herself. Why? She wanted to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what happens there? He is thrown into the well, he is all alone, abandoned by his brothers and his own kith and kin, his own blood, those whom he thought would never let him down, abandoned by them. And he is thrown into the depths of the well. And that story ends where? With Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at the stage of leadership. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal raised him from the well to the stage of leadership. Maryam alayhi salam, she secludes herself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives her what? A gift by the name of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. The miraculous child born without a father. Allahu Akbar. The child that is mentioned in the Quran today. So you see how the story begins. It always begins with seclusion, alone. Nobody understands me. They are not getting me. My people don't understand where I come from. And secluded for the right reasons. And let us make that clear. Because we don't want people getting the wrong idea as well. Where I have this identity and I have that identity and I am different and that is why I am actually blessed. No, hold on. If you have an identity that takes you closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then you are blessed. If you have an identity that takes you further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then perhaps you need to consider the fact that you may be cursed. You may actually be cursed by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So think about why you are secluding yourself. But many a seclusion began with seclusion and strangeness, being different to people. And that ended up with the greatest feat ever to be recorded in history. That was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning in the cave of Hira, all alone. And he ends up where? The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we today are sitting here because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received that wahi. You see where being all alone can start and where it can end up. So sometimes we just need to consider this fact. Then if we take a look at the verses that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqra, read. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of the Lord who created. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is reminding him that you were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he tells him, خلق الإنسان من علق. He created man from a blood clot. So one, you have been created by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. They have been created by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Read in the name of the one who created. And two, he created human beings from the blood clot. What is this? This is empowering Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That recite in the name of the one who created you. So that is your purpose. He is telling you to recite. He, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, is commanding you. In the same manner, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you are going through life. You are going through difficulty. You are going through problems. What is your solace? What is your peace? What is your happiness? Your solace, your peace, your happiness is all connected to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested the most. But why was he described as the one who was most happy by his companions? Why is it said, كَانَ يُعْجِبُهُ الْفَأْلُ? He loved being optimistic. He was seen smiling so often, yet he was tested the most. His heart was with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So no matter what you are going through, read the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And coincidentally and amazingly, we are in the month of Ramadan, which is the month of the Quran, and the Quran was revealed in the month of the Quran as well, in the month of Ramadan as well. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says to us, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed as a guide, as a guide. So when you read that word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, no matter what you are going through, it will give you guidance, it will give you peace, it will give you happiness, it will bring you solace into your life. Read that word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and remember that human beings were created from a blood clot. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. One, remember your Lord who created you. Two, remember the human beings are just a blood clot, so don't fear them. Don't worry about what they will do, what they will say, how they will do, how they will say. Don't worry about that. Worry about the fact that Allah has given you a task, and that is to pass on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you see how he goes down the mountain. He goes down the mountain, and whom does he go to? His very own wife, Khadija radiallahu anha. And he seeks cover from his wife. This is important as well. When we are going through problems, we need to surround ourselves with people who believe in us, with people who will give us that peace, that comfort, with people whom we know we can turn to when we are frightened, when we are scared, when we need a bit of comfort. So he goes to Khadija radiallahu anha and he says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, cover me. And she covers him. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this most amazing moment, most beautiful, intimate moment between husband and wife. This draws our attention to something. Your wife, your spouse can bring about a lot of peace and comfort in your life. It depends on how you nurture that relationship. Have you nurtured it such that it is based on the love of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Then it will bring you peace. Then it will bring you comfort. Then it will bring you solace. Then your sorrow will dissipate and it will melt away. Why? Because you are connected with another human being solely for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had everything in Jannah. He had everything in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his heart's desire, but he still desired for a companion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that to him. You see, insan was created with this innate want to lean towards the opposite gender. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that within us for a reason, to test us, will we do the right thing and will we get married and find peace and comfort in our spouses? Or will we do the wrong thing and lean towards that which is haram and do that which is, which angers Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? So he finds peace and comfort in his wife. Surround yourself with those who believe in you, those who trust you, those who will support you, those who will comfort you. And find yourself a wife that is actually, or a spouse that is actually the coolness of your eyes. Someone whom you can turn to in times of difficulty. You don't want a person whom when you walk into the home every day, as soon as you walk in, why are you late? Where were you? What did you do? Why didn't you do this? You see, you should have come from the store and picked up so on and so forth. Hold on. The first thing I want, I enter the home, I want someone who smiles at me, someone who hugs me, someone who comforts me. I've just come out from a long, difficult day out there. I've been in the sun all day trying to earn a living. Now that I come home, I want some peace. I want some comfort. It is not that much of an ask, but it begins when you search for your spouse. And if you are searching for your spouse in the nightclub, then I ask you, what kind of a spouse will you find? If you are searching for your spouse in the raves and the parties and the drugs that are being taken in different houses, then is that where you will find your Khadija? Is that where you will find your Aisha? Is that where you will find wives like those of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or is it where you will find those who are connected to the dunya, those who base their relationship on the dunya? So we need to ask ourselves where we are looking for our spouses and what types of spouse we are looking for as well. And that will actually help us a lot in our lives. So here Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Khadija radiallahu anha. And lastly, I will end off with this point. When Khadija radiallahu anha saw that this is what happened to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she told him that, let me take you to Waraqat ibn Nawfal. And this was a man who had knowledge of the previous scriptures. He knew the Bible, especially the Bible. He was a man who had accepted Christianity at the time. Christianity was there because it was the religion that came before Islam. So it was Christianity, and some of them were following it in its purest form, in the way that Isa alayhi salatu was salam had preached it, in the way that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was actually Islam. It was actually a form of Islam which was reliant on monotheism, worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal alone, except that they would not call it Islam. So Waraqat ibn Nawfal was studying the Bible and he understood the scripture. And Khadija radiallahu anha takes Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Waraqah. Why? Because he has knowledge. When you are struggling, you are going through difficulty, you are going through trial and tribulation, the place to go to is your ulama. The place to go to is your scholars. The place to go to is a place of knowledge. Why? You may not find the solution, but you will find a way to navigate your life through that problem. So sometimes people will come and say, hold on, but I have a drug problem. I have a drug problem. I went to the Quran, I can't find anything about drugs. So I can't find the solution in the Quran. No, hold on. One, you may not have as much knowledge as you should. Two, understand that that knowledge is actually given to you by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the understanding. But the problem itself, you may not find a solution to it 100% exactly specifically mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal talks about generalities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you how to navigate your life through that problem, through that difficulty, through that trial and through that tribulation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you that iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you through that difficulty. And it will, you will be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So read the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to the scholars. Go back to the recordings that are out there and listen to what they have to say. Enlighten yourself to be able to move through the problem and navigate through it in a better way. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in al-firdaws al-a'la in the manner that He has gathered us here today. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.